It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoie.
I know what boys like. I know what guys want.
All right, welcome to the brand new Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
Wow. I got to remember, Kay, keep you at a certain level. You guys didn't know what song was coming on, did you?
We did. That was awesome.
You love 80s, though.
I do. Yep.
That works for you?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Perfect. All right, welcome to the show, everybody. Kay McCarthy, probably maybe the loudest one in the room besides me.
Okay.
I think you're louder than
that.
Me.
I might be.
Kay McCarthy is a reverse mortgage specialist and senior loan officer at Mojave Mortgage.
I love
Ow.
Those guys.
Nice. Right on cue. Chad would be proud.
I
perfect.
Love Chad.
Perfect, perfect. And we have a new guest to the show. I'm really happy to have you on, Sarah. Sarah
Thank
Juarez
you.
Is here. She's a realtor. What does that say? Realtor.
I don't know, I gotta see my card.
Team lead.
Oh, yes, because I do have a team.
Team. Tell me about your team.
Well,
tell us about your team.
Okay. So I have a team of agents. Well, there's 5 agents on my team. And I also own a property management company. So I do have 3 assistants as well. And then I have my wonderful husband who actually heads up our maintenance department for us as well. So
what a lucky guy.
Yeah.
She calls him
yeah.
wonderful. It's better than my deadbeat husband, right? That's great. And how long have you been in business?
Well, I have been an agent for 20 years, all in the Bullhead City area, as far as with Black Mountain for 5 years.
Okay. That's our focus on the Girl Power Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Pow.
Thank you. Well, I was late. But that's our focus mostly is Bullhead. Kingman at all? Or
I do very little Kingman.
Golden Valley?
I do.
Mojave Valley?
Yep.
Of course.
So
and Fort
so,
Mojave.
Yes. Fort Mojave, Bullhead, and Mojave Valley is where I stay mostly. I've done a little in Lake Havasu, Topoc, Golden Shores. You know, it's basically Mojave County, but I focus mostly in Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, and Mojave Valley because that's where we are the busiest. And
wow,
I just don't have a lot of time to branch out. So
you know, Kay, Sarah told me something really interesting off the air, and I can share this. You're getting a lot of business from Havasu because of property rates or
we have gotten a lot.
And the house payment, basically.
Yes, and we have agents that are coming from Havasu selling
really?
In Bullhead a lot, too. So, yes.
Are you finding that as well, Kay?
We're seeing that, too. We're seeing the loan amounts, the purchase prices
mm-hmm.
have gone down a little bit. So a first-time home buyer can qualify a lot easier, and rates have come down just a tad. So it's making them better for first-time home buyers.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. We do have a call-in number to make this talk radio, not just listen radio, 928-854-5687. 568-7, 928-854-KNTR, or you can text us at 928-727-5566. If anything, just say, hey, ladies, what's happening? We'll make it like the dating game, right?
I love that. Let's do that.
No, I'm kidding. Obviously, I'm kidding. But no, text us and, you know, just say hi. Great, you know, great segment. Glad you guys are on or gals are on. I feel so, I don't know.
Pow.
Empower.
I have three sisters, so I can definitely cope with that part. And the music today will be 80s.
I love the 80s.
I'm thinking a particular movie, actually. So, do we want to go to the figures, the numbers?
Sure.
Right, you're the Bobby of this show.
Okay.
Right? We have Bobby Lewis on the other show, the Real Estate Power Hour.
Gotcha.
Boom.
Okay.
And Sarah's going to bring us the numbers from Bullhead City, right?
Yes.
All right.
So I actually included Bullhead City and Fort Mojave. Some of it I did do Mojave Valley, but as far as Bullhead, and I did break it down into single family residents, right now we're about hovering between 5 and 6 months worth of inventory, and our average sales price is right around 380. And as far as our days on market, we're hovering somewhere between about 70 to 90 days on market right now. It is a slower time of year. And our sales price, our median sales price is about 305. So
that's the one in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that is just for single family homes. And then
let's slow down sorry.
No worries.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but slow down just a second. Now, what is the average price? Did you go over that?
The average price was $380.
Okay.
And then our median sales price is $305.
So what is that compared to last month or last year at the same time?
So last month was actually $309 for our sales price, our median sales price.
Okay.
And then as far as our average sales price was right at $365.
It was at three, so it went up.
It did go a little
bit. Went up a little bit. Wow.
So.
What's the temperature among buyers right now? Are they nervous? Are they waiting for interest rates to come down? What do you think?
So right now, it's been slow, obviously, because of the holidays. So, we have recently, just within the last, I would say just even the last couple of days, started getting a lot of phone calls. We've had probably, I want to say just yesterday, what did I tell you? We had two walk-ins just yesterday, and then we had one the day before as well. So, I mean, we've been doing, pretty good as far as that part goes.
What's
but
a typical walk-in?
They're kind of...
Looky-loos?
Well, no, they're ready. We actually,
really?
Our agents are out showing them property right now.
No kidding.
Yes, they are.
Would that be somebody from out of town or just a couple that says, hey, we're ready to go buy a house, let's go see Sarah?
You know, I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I didn't get all the specs on who came in.
No, I get that.
But I do. One of them is a cash buyer, and I know one of them is a financed person. So they'll be heading over to K.
Right.
That would be a reverse mortgage specialist dream, right? A walk-in.
Yes. Oh my gosh! Right.
Right.
Kay was saying on the last show that she did with the Real Estate Power Hour. Boom. That it's like a 4 or 5 meeting process before you actually get to give them the paperwork. That's incredible.
For a reverse mortgage, yeah.
4 or 5 meetings?
Well, they have to know what it is. We have to explain it to them. We have to start from scratch, and we have to tell, I mean, it's their equity in their home that they're going to be using.
And you have to have both of them in the same room.
Exactly, exactly. So we have to tell them everything about the reverse so that they're comfortable, and then they have to go to a HUD counselor. And they have to go through that phase as well. So they've got to know what they're going to do before they do a reverse mortgage. That's for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's are you busy this time of year?
I'm busy. That's a good thing.
I'm surprised you're here then.
I would never miss it with you.
Is it just you doing the reverse mortgages, or do you have any help?
Well, of course,
with Mojave
I have
Mortgage.
Help. Yeah.
You have a team, right?
I have a team as well.
Right, right.
I've got a Megan, which is a processor, which is amazing, right? And, of course, I got Chadster in the office.
Right. And everything happens when Dawn's in the room, right?
Oh, my God.
All right. How long has the North Star team been together? You're called the North Star team.
Yes. So I have been doing that for probably about 8 years. So okay. The agents that I started it about 8 years ago, and the agents that I have with me, the longest one right now has been with me for going on 6 years.
Yeah, that's a great name, so. Black Mountain Realty. It says, that tells me, as a local anyway, that's lived in both cities, mm-hmm. right where you are.
Yes. With
Bullhead City, yep. Black Mountain overlooks everything. Yep. So the state of real estate right now in Bullhead City, mm-hmm. is it healthy? You said how many days on the market? 70
anywhere,
to 90?
About 60 to 90.
Okay.
Yep, 60 to 90 days.
Is that normal?
Right now, yeah. Yeah, and it also depends, because if you're familiar with Bullhead, mm-hmm. we have a lot. I mean, our market is a little bit different than Havasu. We have a lot of manufactured homes. We have, single-family homes. We have condos that are just in Bullhead, not in Fort Mojave or Mojave Valley. And so because of that, because we're kind of like a hodgepodge of all of it together.
I've noticed that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because of that, it just depends on exactly what you're looking at. If you're looking at factory built, or if you're looking at single family homes. So
it seems like in my last few visits there, I do have appointments in Bullhead mm-hmm. City quite often. The infrastructure, the additions from the city, the curb
yes.
and gutter everywhere, and the signs and the
directional,
the monument signs,
yep.
you know, say welcome to Bullhead City. A lot of improvements lately, right?
A lot. So they've done just at the parks alone. They've put a lot of money into the parks, Rotary Park. We've got the little beaches that are there at Bullhead Community Park. They've just transformed that like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They're yep. putting a lot of money into it.
You've got a Final Four soccer team now, too.
Yes.
Yeah, those guys did pretty well, the Mojave College Bighorns.
Yes.
They really tore it up. Let's talk about, you're also what did you tell me, senior loan officer?
A senior loan officer.
What? Now, that's not senior, like,
well, it could be
a discount at a store.
I am a senior. I'm seniors helping seniors.
Right,
but
right.
I do it all, right.
How long have you been doing this?
Really?
40, yeah, really.
40 years.
40?
40. I know.
Whoa.
Started at 2.
Right.
Right?
Very good.
Yeah, for a long time. So I've done pretty much everything in the mortgage business.
Is it the only job, only industry you've ever been in?
I started out as a paralegal for real estate, and then went from there and got into mortgage when the attorney decided to open him a mortgage company. So that's all she wrote, and I just kept going.
Have you and Sarah worked together on quite a few projects?
We have. We have. Yep. I love Sarah.
And I love
you. You love everybody.
I love you too.
This is the girl power hour.
That is.
Pow. Right. Exactly.
We're learning how to do
that.
Right. Right.
So I noticed that when I first came to Bullhead in Laughlin was 89.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of mobiles and a little bit more stick built now, of course.
A lot
but
more.
Does that present any legal I don't know what the word would be, but some of those in that Riverbend area are quite old,
mm-hmm.
right? And mm-hmm. I imagine you sell those too, right?
All day long.
Are there rules?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of those that are going to be pre-HUD. So a lot of those are going to have to be cash, or there are lending companies that will do them. They're a lot harder to do. But a lot of what the city is trying to do is they're trying to clean up some of the older blighted ones.
Yes.
And so a lot of those are getting taken off as they, you know, come up, and they're actually building single family homes there. Builders are picking up the lots, and they're really improving the area because of it. So
what about now properties like Laughlin Ranch or some of the other developed communities mm-hmm. like that? You sell in there as well?
Oh, absolutely.
All day long?
All day long, every day.
Does that?
Yep.
That's a little bit higher priced home, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Do you have million sellers in Bullhead like we have here?
We do. There's not very many. I actually pulled that for
awesome.
You.
Chad loves that, too.
Yeah.
I actually pulled that for you. So there are, right now, there are 13 homes. Well, as far as what's listed right now, there's 8 that are currently listed over $1 million. Nine if you count the one that's in escrow. And then there have been 4 that have recently sold within the last 180 days. So,
wow.
It's not like Havasu where you have a whole bunch of them. We have a very small, and most of those are going to be riverfront homes.
You said 4?
For that sold.
For that sold. Mm-hmm. That's
in the last 180
days. That's the number. Yep. Yeah. But that's the number. We have like nine or ten every month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just depends. Oh, there are a lot of cash buyers with those.
Not with the million plus. No. I do know that there was that. I did look at that though.
That's interesting because that's what happens here.
Yeah.
Or you get a cash and a mortgage. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. They'll have larger down payments, of course, but I think there was only one of those that was actually full-on cash.
What's the location for your million sellers? You said riverfront?
Most of them are going to be riverfront homes.
Okay.
Most of them. There are a few that are up in the Laughlin Ranch area. It just kind of depends on how built up the house is.
So. Now, were you in business, obviously, during COVID,
mm-hmm.
right? And then post-COVID, pre-COVID,
yes.
post-COVID, all
Yep.
What's the difference now from when you were – COVID here was nuts.
It was nuts there, too.
10 days on the market, you know, maybe.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Yeah, right. And 8 people in line for the same home, right?
If you're lucky. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
Do you get the same phenomenon there, like the California buyers?
Yes, we absolutely do.
And has it – how has it changed since COVID?
I mean, we're still – we still have a lot of California buyers coming in. That's where we get a bulk of our buyers from. But it slowed down a little bit, but COVID was absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. You could not even
really
keep your head on.
Well, I remember a lot of people were getting their real estate licenses.
Yes.
At that time.
Yep.
And probably those same people may not be doing, selling real estate now.
Some of them are not. No,
yeah.
But I'll tell you that, I have three of the girls that got theirs during COVID.
Really?
And they're still on my team, still actively
Way
working.
To go.
So, yes.
Right on.
So.
All right, let's go ahead and take a short break. And we're playing music from the Valley Girl soundtrack, right?
Right.
From the movie. You remember this one? And they're dancing around the bedroom.
I'm gonna shout.
Girls Like Me. It's a girl song.
I got it.
All right, perfect. All right. We're with, of course, Sarah Juarez. From Black Mountain Realty, or I'm sorry, Black Mountain Valley Realty. I forgot the valley part.
Yes, mountain to valley.
Ah, got it.
See?
Doesn't miss a trick, does she? Perfect.
And listen to the valley song.
And of course, Kay McCarthy, a reverse mortgage specialist and senior loan officer with Mojave Mortgage.
I love those guys.
We love those guys too. All right, we'll be back with more. Give us a call, 928-854-5687 or text in at 928-727-5566. Back with more in a moment on the Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
I love that. Encino's like so bitchin', right? Welcome back to the Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
We talk about real estate here with the girls, right?
Yes, we do.
And I get to moderate with the girls.
That's right. You love
it's kinda
that.
Cool. I kind of do.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it takes me forever to get ready in the morning, so. I'm just saying. It does take, not forever, but close.
Yeah.
You're not always waiting on me, though. You know, there's a song called Waiting on
waiting
a Woman,
on,
right?
Waiting on a guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know Waiting on a Woman,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
That's a great
country
song.
Music song.
All right, we're broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with a toy sink. Used to be with no sink. Now we have a toy sink.
That's right.
Somebody got smart and wise and said, you guys need a sink in here. So there's no water. It's just a toy. All right, find City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Also by Mojave Mortgage, by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Mojave Electric Cooperative, by Just Meats, TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning by Perkins. Perkins rocks, right?
Yes.
Perkins for pies.
My husband likes them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Favorite.
My favorite pie is, I make it. It's the one I make. It's an apple pie. It's apple crumb. and I
apple
love
crumb.
It. Yes.
Oh, they have that in Amore.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, they have that across the street.
Yeah, maybe we should get one of those.
A good cherry pie too. I like cherry pie a la mode.
Yeah.
Anyway, Springberg Wealth Management, Blonzy Steakhouse, North London Bridge Road, and by A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. And you have a website, Sarah?
Yes, it's northstarteamaz.com.
Nice. What can we expect at the website? Is there something to sign up for, updates?
So you can, absolutely. We have it to where you can actually search the MLS for active properties that are on there. We also have our rental section for short and long-term rentals that you can take a look at as well. And then we do also have a blog that's on there.
Nice.
So.
Nice, nice. And Mojave Mortgage also has a website, right?
We do. Mojave Mortgages.
Mojave Mortgages, because you sell a lot of mortgages.
We sell a lot.
Not just the mortgage.
That's right.
There's mortgages.
And
right.
You can apply online.
Tell me about, you were saying off the air about first-time home buyers.
Yes.
We is this love a good time?
First-time home buyers. It's perfect time for first-time home buyers because supply is up. Whoops, sorry about
just
that.
You're
there
right.
I am.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Supply is up. Interest rates have come down a little bit,
yep.
Right? Purchase prices have come down a little bit.
Yep.
So our average purchase price is what, $300?
Yep.
Right?
And which is great for first-time home buyers because, again, their payments are great.
Right.
And we have a lot of inventory in that price range in Bullhead. So right now, anything between, I would say, between $275 and $350, you can find quite a bit.
Now, I was interviewing somebody from HUD. Not HUD, I'm sorry, from the Western Arizona Council of Governments, WACOG, and they help first-time home buyers that are low income or seniors that may qualify. I was very surprised at the definition of a first-time home buyer. It's not like I've bought a home before, but I'm still a first-time home buyer right now. Because I guess I, because
like
I haven't
year,
bought one in the 3 year
right,
period.
3 year time
yep.
frame.
That's crazy to
it
me.
It is. It is.
It's almost misnamed.
Right?
Yeah.
But there are two programs. So there are ones that say specifically first time home buyers that have never owned a home.
Okay.
And then home buyers that have had a home in the past 3 years and haven't had one since then. So there's a couple of options. There's a lot of DPA programs, which is down payment assistance.
Okay.
And literally, you could get into these homes now for very little money down. So if you did an FHA loan, for example, 3.5% down, right? And that 3.5% can come from a down payment assistance product. And I just did one, and we got the payment down to about $2,200 for the month for this client, and they had very little money to bring to the table because we also got seller concessions.
Yep.
And we can do that now as well.
Yep. Or gift monies.
Or gift monies.
Yep.
What is gift money?
So you can get a gift from a family member, and let's say you have an FHA loan, which is 3.5% down, and if the family member wants to give you 3.5%, they can. They can give you some closing costs. They can give you part of the 3.5%. You can mix and match. You can do it however we need to do to help this client.
Are there tax implications for the person that gives the gift?
Well, I'm not a CPA.
No,
so
I know
I
you're
can't
not.
Tell
not
you
even
that.
On the radio.
Right. I can't I can't tell you that, but I can always tell you to go check with your CPA first if you're going to give a gift for an assistance for a mortgage.
Yeah, there's probably a cap on that as well, I would imagine.
There probably is.
Right. What about down payment loan assistance programs? They call it assistance. Is it a grant or a loan or both?
It is a second mortgage. It is you can do a second that can be repaid or a second that isn't repaid. And there's requirements that go with that. There's different terms for that. But one of the things that one of the ones that I just recently did, we had a $295 purchase price, let's say, and this is just an example, but we had a principal and interest of $1,878, and it was a 6.75% rate because the rates are going to be a little bit higher on the down payment assistance programs because you're not going to put money down.
Right.
So if that's the case, then you have $10,000. That's the 3.5% down, right?
Right.
And it's coming from the down payment assistance grant. And you can actually have a program where you're going to have a payment that goes with that, and it's payable, repayable. Or there's another program where it's not repayable, but the rates are going to be a little bit higher for that. So I would always tell a client that just give me a call. Let's see which one fits you the best and which one you can qualify for. But there's so many options right now.
Right.
And if you're a first-time home buyer out there and you're concerned you don't have the money for a down payment, call us and we'll talk to you about it and see if you can if there's options for you. And the same way with credit. If you think your credit isn't good enough to do this, call us, and we help people with their credit. We look at it. We see if there's options. What can we do? How can we help them? And it's a free consultation. Just give us a call.
How long does it take to recover from a credit disaster? Say, for some people, you know, let's say they're under 600 or under 700. Mm-hmm. You could still buy a home, but how long does it take to recover from that when you say you can help people restore their credit?
It just depends what it is. So, for instance, let's say you had a bankruptcy. Then it's a 2-year waiting period, right? Let's say you had a foreclosure. It's a 3-year waiting period. So if there are student loans that are in collection or in debt, that's a whole other story because we have to help you talk to the student loan people and set up a payment plan. And once you set up the payment plan, you generally have to be in there for 6 months, and they have to see that you're making the payments on time.
Right.
And then we qualify you with those.
Yeah, student loans are almost as bad as the IRS collecting, aren't they? They always find you. I'm just saying, paid off two of them. Always know where you are. They always find you, and it always ends up somewhere on your credit.
It's going to be on your credit report. So if you've got those student loans out there and you don't know what to do, which is a lot of the cases, then just call us, and we'll help you. We'll walk you right through it.
So we talked about stick-built homes earlier and the numbers on that. Do you have the numbers on mobiles?
I do.
We'll deal with condos a little bit later in the show.
Okay.
Yeah, give us the lowdown on that.
Sure. As far as factory-built, right now, we're still hovering right around the 60 to 90 days on market. Now, our median sales price for a factory-built home right now is $140,000. So it's a lot lower. The thing with factory built, though, especially if you're looking at getting into one of these FHA loans, is that you have to have, there's certain requirements that are required for them. So again, you're going to have, depending on the type of loan, you're going to have the tie down straps on them. A lot of times they require engineering certifications on them. So those are all additional fees that maybe that need to be negotiated when you're looking at that, which is again a good reason to make sure that you're pre-qualified prior to just going out and taking a look, because those certain loans are going to require certain types of adjustments that we need to account for in that offer.
So I've heard the term prefab. Mm-hmm. I've heard mobile home, obviously, but you say factory built.
So
is that all the same thing?
It is.
Is it?
When we put them into our MLS, it doesn't sort out.
Oh.
So it's just all under factory built. So all of those are under factory built. So I try to keep it that way.
Okay, now there's the homes that are, I call prefab, that are on a concrete slab.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they have those in Laughlin. You don't sell in Laughlin.
I don't sell
in
Laughlin.
Not at all. Okay.
Nope. I'm too busy on the Arizona side.
Right. you have a lot of these that are factory built. Where are they located mostly? Like the Riverbend neighborhood?
Well, you have them all throughout.
Oh, do you?
They are literally all throughout Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, and Mojave Valley. They're everywhere.
So, is it? Because you see people buy, especially if you go through Fort Mojave, you see a lot of the homes are right there, right off the highway. You can go, window shopping almost as you're driving by, right? Is that preferable to a lot of people to buy the land and then put that type of home on it?
It just depends on how much money they have, because you're basically looking at, what a lot of people are doing is they'll buy the land first, they'll sit on it for a while, and then they'll come in and they'll use that land as kind of like the equity for purchasing the
home.
I
got you. Where's the land the hottest right now if you just want raw land? That'd be Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, any in Bullhead?
Oh, there's land in Bullhead.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Actually,
here, that's a big issue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So there's a lot of land. Now, when you're looking in Bullhead, it's going to depend on the type of lot that you're wanting. So you're going to have a lot of your smaller lots are going to be in Bullhead because it's more compact. Unless you're in certain areas like up in Sunridge or where they have the larger lots.
There's that new area, too, right? It's just east of Community Park, right? There's some lots up there. They're all graded now, and you know what I'm talking about? They're kind of terraced.
Where are you talking
about? Oh, you go, as you're going up, I think it's, What is that called? Laughlin Ranch Boulevard?
Okay, so you have Laughlin Ranch, yes.
Yes, the boulevard that cuts through mm-hmm. there. Are there's homes being built there, correct?
So they just actually put in like a huge structure of RV.
Pads?
Well, no, it's actually a huge condo. They're like RV condos.
Oh, nice.
And so they just had their grand opening on that. I want to say it was like 3 weeks ago or something
right.
like that. So a lot of that right there is going to be commercial going up the boulevard.
Wow. Is it so much development everywhere that it's...
There is.
Is it all different kinds, though?
Yes.
I don't know. I just hope you're growing smart.
We have a lot of storage
right.
places that are going in because a lot of people needing RV storage and boat storage and
right.
all of that for the river and the lake.
Well, you have a fantastic city manager. So, you know, under Toby's watch, a lot of good things are happening. So
yes.
Toby
yes.
Cotter, of course, city manager of Bullhead City.
They're doing a lot.
All right. You guys ready for a break?
We are.
Sure.
On the Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
You guys are so funny. This is getting good. It's getting really good. It's like I don't even have to point to you. Like
wow.
Wow. That was a misfired one. All right. Back with more in a moment. Of course, Sarah Juarez is here from Black Mountain Valley Realty, part of the North Star team, the leader of the North Star team, right? The fearless
yes.
leader.
Yeah.
All right. And Kay McCarthy, reverse mortgage specialist and senior loan officer. Going to go into some plimsolls off the Valley Girl soundtrack. You'll recognize it. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. You know you're having a good day when you can get Don Hanson chair dancing, right?
I love it.
Absolutely. Welcome to back to the Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
Home of the Property Princesses.
Yes.
I love those girls.
Nice. I like it. You know, we should, I've never been to a tea. We should have a tea on one of the shows, right?
Ooh, a tea.
A tea, you know, like tea.
Yes.
We'll be teetotaling. Is that how you say it?
Tea.
Seek your pinky out.
Tea.
Right. All right. Speak out. And the Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
Brought to you in part by the chair. Also, Laughlin Ranch by Mojave College. Samsguns.com. Solar Power by Esme Electric. By Dorita's Place. The Lewis Team with Bobby and Julie Lewis. And, of course, Legacy Rehab and Care in beautiful Bullhead City. Right?
Yes.
Where's the hot spots right now? Where are they building? Where's the developing? Which way is the city going?
Oh, gosh.
Is it south or north?
We actually...
East?
Both.
Really?
Oh.
Everywhere.
Yeah, because like I said earlier, the smaller lots in Riviera, you've got a lot of builders that are picking up some of those lots, building great homes for first-time home buyers and investors. You have stuff that's going off the parkway. We've got a couple of developments that we're doing up there. And those are just going like crazy. We have them at the very north end, up going up Highway 68. And then you've got a lot of building going on out in Fort Mojave. So...
Now, what about Catherine Heights and that area, or Catherine Landing even? Are there homes out there by, you know, Lake Mojave-ish?
You know, there are homes back there. They don't go on the market very often, though.
I would imagine they don't.
They don't.
Right? There are probably a lot of legacy homes there. They go to a family member, right?
I would probably say yes.
right.
But they don't come on the market very often.
So we talked about first-time home buyers and that. What about people who have their home paid for already, Kay? They've got some equity in that home. It's got, you know, it's got value, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
They're sitting on a home. Maybe they want to change. Is it a good time to do that?
It is a good time. It's always a good time to do that.
Yeah.
But if you have somebody that owns their own home outright, and let's say they have a bunch of debt, a bunch of credit card debt, debt's up 28%, 32% on credit card debt, you know, maybe you want one payment. Get rid of all that credit card debt, you know, and put it under the mortgage, right?
Ah.
You can do that. You could do a reverse mortgage as well.
Now, is that the HELOC you're talking about?
You can do a HELOC. You can do a cash out refi either way.
Explain to people what a home equity line of credit is.
A home equity line of credit is not a first lien mortgage. It is basically a line of credit that you can take out on the equity in your home, and you can actually pay off debt, pay off credit cards, pay off anything, or you can just leave the home equity line open, and if you need it later, you use it later. So you can do both, either way. But you can also do a cash out refi, and you can just do a first lien, and it just depends how much money you need.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Do you have repeat customers?
Absolutely, we do.
Really?
Absolutely, we do.
In what way? For a second home or?
Well, we get a lot of referrals, number one, from our clients of family members or different things. We have, again, since we do property management as well, so we have investors that come in and they purchase and purchase and purchase and keep building their portfolios. I've had quite a few clients where, you know, they start out as first-time home buyers and then their families start growing, and so then they're ready for a larger home. So we end up either turning their first property into a rental property because, again, it's at the lower interest, and then we go ahead and move them up and do a move-up buyer. So We've had all of that.
Now, you told me you do property management as well,
which is
rentals.
Mm-hmm.
How's the rental market right now in Bullhead City?
There's a lot of rentals on the market right
there
now.
There is.
Because what's kind of happened in Bullhead is we had a lot of Airbnbs. People bought up properties during COVID, all the rest of it, for Airbnb purposes. And so essentially what they've done now is because some of those aren't, you know, they're
not occupied.
They're not. And
they're
sitting longer and longer. And so what they're doing is they're either turning them into full-time rentals or they're turning around and selling them. So during COVID, obviously there was a lot of properties that got bought up for that. And so, you know, you would have rentals where they would have, you know, 9, 10, 11 applications on them or have waiting lists on them. And now renters are actually having a choice because there's so many properties available. Kind of like what first-time home buyers are going to be experiencing is with homes sitting longer on the market, that they're getting more and more opportunities and choices.
So I thought this was really interesting. I know someone who rented a condo,
mm-hmm,
and paid first, last, and security, and it was all the same. And then I heard that was illegal.
So we do.
You can't do three times the rent.
So we do first. Nope, we can do. You can collect your first month's rent, and then your security deposit can be 1.5 times the monthly rent for your security deposit.
Okay.
So we collect first and security for moving in,
but not last.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope.
Interesting. Are people?
People always think that too. They always call. How much is it for first month? Last
month? Well,
that's
what it used to be everywhere.
But yeah, no, we
not
do
so
first and first in security.
What typically right now is the rental market hot? Is it, you know, are you getting the snowbirds? Like,
oh,
we've had
gosh.
A little tail off in snowbirds.
We
here.
Have had a lot of fall off from the snowbirds. We actually, because we do snowbird rentals as well, typically they've always been rented. This year we've actually had quite a few that have not rented. So we've seen a lot of that this year. Not a lot of people have been coming out.
Right.
So it's tapered off quite a bit.
That's what Bobby was blaming that on, the value of the Canadian dollar.
Yes. Yes.
So it's a big 72 cents,
right. Yeah.
You know, is the exchange rate right now.
Yeah.
It's not helping whatsoever,
right,
with the snowbird.
No, it's not.
Influx in that. No. The employment in Bullhead City, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had Dot Foods come in several years ago, mm-hmm, helped the employment market quite a bit. Is the job market pretty solid?
You know, we have the casinos.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're a little bit slow right now, too, so that does affect things. So between that, where most of our jobs are at is in the medical field, Dot, mm-hmm, Foods, and the casinos is where we get a lot of stuff from.
Medical's big here, too, right,
oh,
Kay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
So.
Kay, what about interest rates now? Are they really, you know, the interest rates being where they are, what, high five, six?
They're right hovering at the low sixes right now.
Conventionals are in the sixes, mm-hmm, and the FHA, VA, USDA are all in the fives or so.
Did that really affect you quite a bit when interest rates went up, say, during the Biden administration?
Oh, yeah, it slowed. it slowed down a lot.
How much slower? A lot.
It slowed down a lot because everybody wanted that 3 and 4% interest, and so it's taken quite a long time for them to kind of get it back in their head that, you know what, where our rates are right now has been average along, you know, historically.
Yeah, and there's still people out there waiting for the rates to come down.
Yeah.
They're going to wait.
What are you telling?
I'm just saying, if you like the payment, let's get the home, right? If you can afford the payment, get the home. And right now what we're seeing is rents are, what, $1,600 to $1,900?
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, and I can get you into a home with 3.5% down, right, or no money down, and you can have a payment of $2,200, why wouldn't you do it? Right.
You start building your own equity and your own future wealth. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about condos and condo sales in that. Well, that's like the last category, right?
Yes.
Do we do cash buyers yet?
No, not yet.
You have them though, right?
We haven't got there yet.
No, we don't do that.
Chad,
cash buyers.
Chad,
no.
No, but you do have the numbers though.
Hold on. Okay. Let's do condos.
Yes, ma'am. I like that.
I told her don't do the cash.
The girl's taking over. I like that. All right.
So as far as condos right now, our days on market are actually quite a ways. They're about 180 days on market for condos.
6 months.
And our median sales price is about $142,000 for those. Again, the only condos that we have are in Bullhead. They're not in Fort Mojave. They're not in Mojave Valley. So, and right now we have about 24 months worth of inventory for condos.
Whoa.
They don't sell very, very quickly. And so your average sales price is about $142,000 for that.
See, I like Sarah. She broke that down. The condo, and it's a totally different
market.
Very, very different.
I mean, days.
It's very different.
And days on the market?
Very different.
Was how long?
24 months.
24 months?
Mm-hmm.
That's the inventory.
Of inventory. I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, so 178.
Wow.
That's a long time.
We got to get Bobby to step up his game on the condo stuff, right? Wow.
Hey, Bobby, did you hear that?
you guys have been totally awesome if we want to go Valley, right? Or Val. You've been really good. I know she was a little concerned, but no, I really like learning more about that area too. So, and then cash buyers. No?
Yes. So as far as, let's see, let me find that one. So in, as far as cash transactions, we've had 1,415, that have sold in the last 12 months, ranging from 23,000, and the highest one cash transaction was 2.6.
Oh, wow.
So, yes. Whoa. And 96 of those sales have been within the last 30 days.
Holy
moly.
So there's a lot of cash flying around in Bullhead.
Yes. So, and then as far as our median price per square foot right now for Bullhead, for site-built homes, you're about $197 a square foot.
Okay, okay. Do you do commercial?
I do not.
You do not? Okay.
I do not.
I was going to get into commercial,
nope.
But we will not.
I do not.
Perfect. Well, we're doing this every other month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is that where we were at?
Yes.
So,
yep.
I don't have the date on me, but I could tell you it is the first Tuesday. It will be March 3rd.
Okay.
We'll do another Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
I actually have an aunt that's her birthday. One of my favorite aunts.
That's my husband's,
that's your husband's
birthday.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Nice. You can have it go out to a lunch or dinner here in Havasu
when you
do the Girl Power Hour.
Pow.
Nice. So the little modern English. I know who likes modern English in the room.
Oh, there you go.
That's her. I think that's her favorite, if I remember right. No? Close? No, now she's going to dream. Oh, the beat, right?
The
English beat? Yeah? All right. Thanks, ladies, for being here. Thank you so much for making the drive.
Well, thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And, a successful maiden voyage, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's too funny. All right, back with more in a moment. I'll tell you who's going to be on the show tomorrow. I'll give you a hint. It's someone who's lived here for a very, very long time. Very long time. Right? A pioneer? All right, back with more. Stay with us on Speak Out. We'll right, I'm going to stop the presses here because Sarah has a huge... No, this is a good news item. This is really good. Tell the audience what you just told me.
Okay, so yesterday Realtor.com actually posted that there were a total of 35,651 U.S. properties with foreclosure filings, default notices, and scheduled auctions or bank repossessions, which is up 21% from a year ago.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So, that's crazy.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say for homeowners who may be facing foreclosures, this could be a really important time for you to explore your options. Many homes currently have significant equity in them, meaning that you might be able to sell your home or even walk away with funds in your hand rather than losing everything to foreclosure. And so if you find yourself in this position, reach out to a trusted local realtor and be open and honest with your situation with them so they can possibly try to help you.
Kay, you had reasons for this, right? You were saying insurance
other... Insurance is way up. Mm-hmm. County taxes are way up.
Yep.
So a lot of things have increased. And, you know, utility bills are up.
Right.
Grocery, all of the bills are up. So if you're a senior and you're facing this, if you have equity in your property, you might be able to do a reverse mortgage and not go into foreclosure.
Gotcha.
Yep. So we can help with that. So call us, please.
Right.
Yep.
All right, we're down to the last 30 seconds. Pushed it all the way to there. So on tomorrow's show is the Havasu Pioneers radio show. And then we've got Ron Gould will be in, right? District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould on Thursday. Ladies, I'm going to say goodbye again.
Goodbye.
Because you're worth a second goodbye. All right.
So long.
Hannity's up next.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.